Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join with us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we will also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to Golden Gems. Our podcast today, we are featuring Trini Lopez. Trini Lopez III was born in Dallas, Texas on May 15, 1937. His father, Trinidad Lopez II, worked as a singer, dancer, actor, and musician in Mexico. His mother was Petra Gonzalez. They married in their hometown, Morro León, Guanajuato, prior to moving to Dallas. Lopez had four sisters, two are deceased, and a brother, Jesse, who is also a singer. He grew up on Ashland Street in the Little Mexico neighborhood of Dallas and attended grammar school at N.R. Grozier Tech High School. He dropped out of high school in his senior year in order to earn money to help support the family. Lopez formed his first band in Wichita Falls, Texas, at the age of 15. Around 1955-56, Lopez and his band worked at the Vegas Club, a nightclub owned by Jack Ruby, the man who assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald, when he caught the eye of rock and roll legend Buddy Holly. In 1957, at the recommendation of Buddy Holly's father, Trini and his group, the Big Beats, went to producer Norman Petty in Clovis, New Mexico. Petty secured a contract for them with Columbia Records, which released the single Clark's Expedition Big Boy, both instrumental. Lopez left the group and made his first solo recording, his own composition, The Right to Rock, for the Dallas-based Volk Records, and then signed with King Records in 1959, recording more than a dozen singles for that label, none of which charted.
In late 1962, after the King contract expired, Lopez followed up on an offer by producer Snuff Garrett to join the post-Holly Crickets as vocalist. After a few weeks of auditions in Los Angeles, that idea did not go through. He landed a steady engagement at the nightclub PJ's, where his audience grew quickly. He was heard there by Frank Sinatra, who had started his own label, Reprise Records, and who subsequently signed Lopez. His debut live album, Trini Lopez at PJ's, was released in 1963. The album included a version of Pete Seeger's If I Had a Hammer, which reached number one in 36 countries, number three in the United States, and was a radio favorite for many years. It sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. He also performed his own version of the traditional Mexican song La Bamba on the album. His recording of the tune was later reissued as a single in 1966. Another live album from PJ's was recorded later the same year under the title, by popular demand, More Trini Lopez at PJ's, which contains the song Green, Green, which was written by Randy Sparks and Barry McGuire, and originally recorded by the New Christy Minstrels earlier that year for their Columbia album, Ramblin'. Lopez scored 13 chart singles through 1968, including The Lemon Tree in 65, I'm Coming Home, Cindy in 1966, and Sally Was a Good Old Girl, 1968. Later in 2013, Lopez told Portland Magazine, "People ask about Lemon Tree all the time. It's one of my most favorite requested songs. It's a very catchy tune. I just happen to like the chorus." On the Adult Contemporary chart, he racked up 15 hits, including top 10 singles, Michael, in 64, Gonna Get Along Without You Now in 1967, The Bramble Bush in 1967, which he sang in the movie The Dirty Dozen. Beyond his success on records, he became one of the country's top nightclub performers of that era, regularly headlining in Las Vegas. In 1968, he recorded an album in Nashville entitled Welcome to Trinity Country.
Lopez produced a single promoting the Coca-Cola soft drink Fresca in 1967. In 1969, NBC aired a Trini Lopez variety special featuring surf guitar group The Ventures and Nancy Ames as guests. The soundtrack, released as The Trini Lopez Show, has him singing his hits with The Ventures as his backing band. He continued his musical career with extensive tours of Europe and Latin America during this period, an attempt to break out by releasing a disco album in 1978 proved to be a flop. In 2002, Lopez teamed with Art Greenhaw for Legacy, My Texas Roots. The album used the Texas Roots combo, including Lopez, Greenhaw, and Lopez's brother Jesse. Said reviewer Steve Leggett of AllMusic, the album has an easygoing feel very similar to Lopez's classic live sets from the 1960s, only it rocks a good deal harder. Thereafter, Lopez focused on charitable work. Lopez was still recording and appearing live in the years heading up to his death. He took part in a benefit concert to raise money for the victims of the 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami, and appeared as a guest performer in a number of shows held in Maastricht in the Netherlands with the Dutch violinist and composer André Rieu. He continued to record. El Immortal was released in 2010, and the following year he released his 65th album, Into the Future. He is featured in the documentary My Name is Lopez, which premiered in his hometown of Palm Springs, winning Best Documentary at the American Docs Film Festival. It went on to win many awards and can be streamed on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. It was produced by Joan and Gary Gand of the Grand Band 3X Coachella Valley Best Band Winners, who performed with Trini for approximately 10 years. The doc was directed by P. David Ebersole and Todd Hughes of the Ebersole Hughes Company, who have directed docs on other celebrities including Cher, Jane Mansfield, and Pierre Cardin.
Lopez's popularity led the Gibson Guitar Corporation to ask him in 1964 to design a guitar for them. He ended up designing two, the Trini Lopez Standard, a rock and roll model based on the Gibson ES-335 semi-hollow body, and the Lopez Deluxe, a variation of the Gibson jazz guitar designed by Barney Kessel. Both of these guitars were in production from 1964 until 1971 and are now highly sought after among collectors. Owners of the guitars include Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters and Noel Gallagher of Oasis. During the 1960s and 70s, Lopez moved into acting, though his film career was not as successful as his music. Lopez's first film role was in Marriage on the Rocks in 1965, in which he made a cameo appearance in the nightclub scene. Lopez's soundtrack, Sinner Man, became a hit single, number 54 pop, and number 12 on the adult contemporary charts. He was one of the Dirty Dozen in 1967, appeared as himself in The Finks, 1970, and played the title role in Claudio Guzman's Antonio in 1973. He made two appearances, playing different characters, on the television program Adam 12. In 1977, he played the role of Julio Ramirez in The Mystery of the Silent Scream, which was part of the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew Mysteries, the TV series. In 1993, A golden palm star on the Palm Springs, California Walk of Stars was dedicated to Lopez. He was inducted into the International Latin Music Hall of Fame in 2003. On May 15, 2008, his 71st birthday, Lopez was inducted into the Las Vegas Walk of Stars. In April 2022, a documentary film was released, My Name is Lopez, that includes a history of his life and his career throughout archival and new performances and interviews.
A little bit about his personal life. Lopez remained a lifelong bachelor and had no children. His nephew, Trini Martinez, was the drummer for the Dallas indie rock band, Bedhead. Lopez died on August 11, 2020, at Desert Regional Medical Center in Palm Springs, California. He was 83 and developed complications from COVID-19 during the COVID-19 pandemic in California. Well, this is Dave and Bill. It's been our pleasure to review the life and career of Trini Lopez today. And if you'd like to hear some of his music, go to our webcast, goldengems.net.